Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. We get to talk about anything and everything real estate related on this KSL radio show. We're so glad you joined us today. I am super looking forward to the show because we have back again with us Dan Evans with Summit Realty, one of the best, what'd I call you? The luxury home market real estate agents that I know across the entire state of Utah. Welcome back, Dan.
That is my exact title. You're exactly right. Yep.
We're going to make a plaque that says that about you.
Yeah, the Derek Zoolander School for Kids. But thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is so great. Okay, so in the real estate market, Utah, you know, we love our homes here and we are known for large homes. We love lots of land. We love, you know, space between neighbors. We invest a lot of money in our homes and people are making a lot of money on buying their personal homes as well as investments. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the market right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, thanks for asking. It is an interesting state. Most out-of-state buyers come in and let's say that they are in a luxury category, say 2 million plus. They are often shocked by the size of the houses that you get in that price range. They expect 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 square feet, and we are doubling and tripling that square footage for them. But in the market, generally speaking, 70% of our market has been on and available for 30 days or more. So a lot of the market is sitting. We still have about 30% of it that is turning over rapidly, getting competing bids, or getting a lot of looks. And that's across every price range.
Do you think that's because they're priced right and then the others maybe are just overpriced?
It's the number one error in real estate is people list at a price that they want and not what the market's willing to give.
Well, as a seller, we all want more than what our home is worth, right? Because we have to buy the next home. So we already have it spent before we even get the money.
How do they reach the harsh reality that their home is not worth what they think? Did they see a couple of bids come in that are seriously low? What wakes them up?
That is a really good question. In fact, we'll talk about that just in some kind of do's and don'ts. But usually what it is if you are listed for sale and in the first 2 weeks, regardless of your price, if you have no showings, you are at least 5 to 10% overpriced. That is a hard and fast rule. It is rare that a home that sits on the market is more valuable 3 months later versus right off the bat.
Is that for any home or are we talking about the luxury market?
Any home, and especially not the luxury market. So if it was a $500,000 home, if you're on the market for a week or 2 weeks and you have maybe a few showings, you are dramatically overpriced.
Well, and it's really easy to fix that, right? You can just do a price reduction. I think a lot of sellers are reluctant to do that, but I think that's where you come in with an experienced real estate agent on your side, bringing in, you know, that team to help you first and foremost price it correctly and make sure that you know what has sold as well as what your competition is. I know right now with a lot of your listings, you take them to some of the competitors' homes so they can see for themselves that what you are telling them is true.
Yeah, I mean, reality is really helpful. And I mean, it's a common thing. I'd say most common is, hey, we want to list high to leave room for negotiating. And we're not trading carpets, we're selling houses. And so if you've ever looked on Zillow and you've seen a home that's been on the market for 60 or 70 or 90 days, what's your first thought? It's not a good house.
Yeah.
Wow, that home looks awesome. Let's go look at it. It's usually what's wrong.
Right.
And so what most buyers don't do is they don't offer low. They usually assume that the price is the listing price.
Yeah, I 100% agree. So, you know, do's and don'ts. How do people navigate this, Dan?
Okay, yeah. So do you mind if we talk about selling and buying?
Yes, please.
So on the selling side, so let's talk exactly about pricing. Is pricing to leave room for negotiation? What you're setting yourself up for is you're trying to find a unique buyer in the market. So we hear a lot of sellers say, hey, it just takes one and we'll sell the home. And I hear that all the time. And what you don't want is one when you're selling a home. You want tens or hundreds of people to be looking at your home. You want thousands of views on your home. And the price, you have your price, you have your condition, and you have the marketing. And if the marketing and the condition are good, then it comes down to price. And so if you're priced well, your market expands. If you're priced high, your market shrinks. And so if you're too high, you're relying on luck, basically.
How long should a house sit on the market?
Ooh, that is a good question.
As little as possible, right?
It's a very common question.
Because I've sold houses in 2 days, and my thought, as a layman, I'm not in the real estate business. We sold too low.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it depends. And it all depends on the market and the price range. But let's just say today, if you're on the market, and let's say in 2 days, you have one offer and it's $50,000 low, you're probably underselling. But if in 2 days you have 10 offers and you have a bidding war, you're hitting the full potential of the market. So the average home sells right now in 30 days, and that's a rough average for Salt Lake County.
And would you say that's getting under contract or actually closing?
Oh, that is a good question. So under contract. And then usually, typically another 30 days to close is average.
Sure.
So if in the first 2 weeks you don't have serious looks, I mean, we have the internet, we have all kinds of data available. So if someone is looking in your price range, they're going to see it even by accident within the first 10 to 14 days. If you haven't had it sold in that price, in that time frame, usually it's time to examine your price.
Absolutely. You know, it is a very hard reality that oftentimes we don't want to accept as a seller, as we want our home to sell for as much as possible. I think there are other factors that also weigh into that. Like you're saying, your photos online, making sure that everything is correct. You wouldn't believe how many times the address is wrong, the square footage is wrong, the garages are incorrect, and you're really deleting people before they even have the opportunity to come into your home. So making sure that it's staged properly, that it's clean, and it's clutter-free. I know we laugh about it all the time, but it seems very obvious, but you'd be so surprised that that's just not something that people even consider.
Exactly. A staging consultation is a critical thing for selling any price range of homes. I know you offer those, and those are helpful because whether or not you want to hire someone to stage with their furniture or just look at what you have and make it work the best, having outside eyes look at your stuff is huge.
Huge.
I went to a home in just recently where they had, I mean, it was hundreds of dolls displayed on the wall. And they thought this was a pricing that everyone would love. And, I know.
Were they like Chucky dolls?
Some people think it's creepy.
Yeah, they all had knives. They had these dolls and it was just displayed everywhere. And I know that was deeply personal for them. And I mean, I know I seem like a doll guy, of course. Everyone who knows me knows I love dolls. But that feature of the home turned people off.
It's distracting.
Well, yeah. And if your feedback loop is just yourself, if no one outside of you is telling you what to do, then you're going off of what you think is best. What I like most is what most people don't like. So getting outside opinions on your house and on how it smells, how it looks, how it stages is critical.
Well, and I think when you're in the market, like we are, Dan, that we get a little spoiled, right? We've seen it all. We get bored and it takes a lot to impress us. So when a home is professionally designed and decorated, it really does matter. It does make a difference.
I realize you just said smelled. As an agent, do you have to take your clients by the hand and say, I'm really sorry, but your house stinks?
Pretty much.
Yes.
And wow.
I'll often, and it's an Ouch. Uncomfortable conversation, but what we often tell people is when you decide to sell your house, it is not your house anymore. The second you list it, it is someone else's home. So you need to make it more like their home as soon as possible. So we ask them for permission to be frank. And if the home smells bad, especially if you have animals, just being really honest.
Dogs.
Sure. Dogs.
You live in a house, you become Cats. Accustomed to it. You don't
yeah.
realize.
Yeah. Dogs and boys,
teenagers. You said it, not me, Dan.
I have three little boys and we're starting to enter the phase where we're like, oh, that's our house. That smells like that.
More deodorant.
A 9 and a 7 and a 5-year-old boy.
Yeah. Wait, just wait.
I know.
It gets worse.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
But the smell is critical. That I think, especially for someone like Heather or myself, you walk into homes and the smell is the first thing you notice, no matter what.
And it oftentimes will take your breath away and it really is offensive. And you don't want to be known as the home that was the smelly, stinky home of the day, because they're probably looking at 3 or 4 or 5 others. So you just want to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward, that we're helping you to get the very best price in the shortest amount of time. And that doesn't mean giving your home away, but there are some minor repairs oftentimes that you can do, some touch of paint, making your home smell great, making sure the decor is timeless and less is more oftentimes. So decluttering, picking up, you know, the laundry room, making sure you're not stepping on clothes as you're walking around. Dan, you're the expert on this. How do people find you?
Number one is my number is 801-372-3512. You can find me on all the social media. And then our website is evansteamutah.com.
Dan Evans, Summit Realty. On the show with us today, I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
This is the Real Estate Show. Welcome to Saturday. Thank you for joining us. Jeff Kaplan here. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem.
I sure do, Jeff. And I'm a little spoiled because I get to do what I love. Not only do I have these furniture stores and I do interior design, we do creative homes and model homes and, you know, beautiful, gorgeous homes of the rich and famous, but we also just love to do everyday homes and make them better. It's something that I'm absolutely passionate about, and I'm here, you know, being a born and raised Utah girl. My dad was a firefighter, my mom was city PTA president. We didn't have tons of money, but we had a beautiful home that we loved to be in. And I think that you can do that, there's no doubt. But oftentimes, you're just ready for something else. And so this episode, we're going to just talk a little bit about to-dos, maybe do's and don'ts, of how to get your home ready to sell so that you can get the highest amount for your home in the shortest amount of time. We have Dan Evans with Summit Realty. I would consider you one of the all-time king best, I don't know what else to say, best luxury real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. So we're so lucky to have you back on the show with us, Dan. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been fun talking about it.
I know. And Dan and I just sit here and we just shoot the breeze. We could talk for hours and hours and hours about real estate. You've been in the business for how many years?
22 years.
All right. A long time. I'm right there with you. So we're kind of old now, but yeah, it's fine.
Not the spring chicken.
It's fine.
Feel like one.
We have a lot of experience. That's what I like to say now.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay, so I'll just start off by telling you a little story about my week. One of my neighbors decided that they wanted to sell their home. And so I called my sister and my brother-in-law and said, you guys should buy this home. It's amazing. I think it's perfect. And it's in my neighborhood and in my ward, so I'm a little biased. I could have my family, you know, right there.
That's awesome.
Walked into the home and then had that feeling like, oh, crap. I'm supposed to live in this home. So if they don't buy it, I might be crazy enough to buy this home. And the more I looked at it and thought about it that night, I just knew it was the right move for me. So Dan, sometimes you're not looking to sell your home, but then this past week, you know, there's people like me that suddenly put their house up for sale.
Yeah. Yeah. And fortunately for you, you live in basically a show-ready house anyway.
I'm a little weird that way. I like it to look like a model home. My poor kids, they have to karate chop the pillows.
Wait, you are always ready at any moment to sell your house.
100%. Sometimes I have to maybe fold some laundry, but that's usually the only thing that's still on the counter.
Otherwise, if the bell went off, time to sell the house, you would be ready at that moment.
People can come in any time to my home because I'm just weird like that. I'm a little OCD.
Yeah, not everyone's like that, but yeah, you're ready to go.
Yes, but okay, so people that need to sell their home, Dan, what do you recommend?
A couple things right off the bat. And this is if you're going to list a home, and then we'll talk about buying in a little bit. So if you're listing a home for sale, number one is if you're going to sell it, and I think this is pretty common among pros, and we were talking about this, the last home that I bought privately. And in fact, I can't think of a home that I bought that was listed. Not that everyone should do that. It's just worked out. We often get homes that aren't on the market, but every time I've sold a home, I have sold it publicly. So obviously, as a biased person, I would find a good agent. Typically, people, especially in Utah, there's always one or two or three people in their ward or their neighborhood that are agents. And oftentimes, people will interview or hire them just off of neighborly, knowing them. Number one is I would look at the agent. I would make sure that whoever you're considering has a track record in the price range that you're selling a home in. That is critical because oftentimes we see a luxury home listed by someone who's never even been in a luxury home. It's overpriced or underpriced, understaged, overstaged. It's usually you want someone who knows what they're doing in your price range. That's a huge thing. And it's amazing how often I'll go to meet with people and they won't ask me for my track record. They won't ask me for my history. I could have sold zero or 1,000 houses and they wouldn't know. But actually ask people for their track record. That's number one, is you want to hire a professional. You're paying them a lot of money to sell their house. they better be able to do the job. That's number one.
And I think, you know, you get into the upper end, the custom homes, there's a lot of customization that can be done. And so it's really hard to find comparables to your specific home. So you can get close and there's usually a range, right? But having someone that knows that market and is tapped into that, because a lot of these people just sell with you, Dan, specifically, and then they'll buy with you.
Right. Well, yeah. And pricing isn't a science. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it's not just an Excel spreadsheet where you put it in, it comes out. Pricing's an art. And the more expensive the home gets, the more artistic it becomes.
Yeah.
So how experienced is experienced when you're looking for a real estate agent?
That's a really good question. And for me, if I am hiring someone and I'm paying them, in that case, 3% to list my house, that is a lot of money. They had better have sold 10, 20, 30, 40 homes like that.
That's the number I'm looking for.
Yeah. You want enough homes to where nothing will surprise them.
Well, and I think just having someone that is in the market and knows what's going on in this area. Obviously, you don't want to hire someone in North Logan to sell your, you know, San Quentin home or Payson home. I mean, you just need to have availability and have the person answer the phone. That's half the battle.
Yeah. And the sneaky little thing is if you start talking about some of the neighborhood sales that you know about, if they aren't totally aware of those, that's a good sign that they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
That's a sneaky pro tip right there.
That's a little problem. Yeah. Okay. What are some other tips?
Okay. Number two is get some, we talked about this earlier, get some outside advice on your house. Most agents should offer a complimentary staging or consultation. And so number one is get outside advice about your house. So that would be design, looks, amount of clutter or no clutter, smell, everything. Have someone else tell you what to do. Plan on spending money to get your home ready to sell. You will get a huge return on that money.
So and they are on your team. They are not there to hurt your feelings. They want to help you get as much money as you can. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Dan Evans with Summit Realty, one of the best luxury home real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with some more tips and tricks on how to buy and sell a home.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. She's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And today on the Real Estate Show, we have Dan Evans. He is a luxury real estate agent in the state of Utah, one of the all-time best, back on the show to give us tips and tricks for buyers and for sellers. Dan, I know you have experience in selling and buying homes. I do as well. So, you know, not only are we talking the talk, but we walk the walk. And just this last week, I decided, oh, one of my neighbors is selling their home. That's an incredible home. I just think I might buy it. We're just that crazy around here.
Yeah, I tell my wife, moving is helpful for us to remember what kind of trouble we put people through.
It's a little traumatizing.
Yeah.
Wait, have you listed your house yet?
I just did a few days ago, Jeff.
So that means somebody could be walking in at any time, the house shown and
house
like that.
House is ready. I've already had real estate agents making appointments, which is crazy town.
And all this happened in the past week.
3 days. I know. Jeff, I'm crazy and I know it and I'm okay with it. And
yeah, you're right.
I love it. It makes me so happy. The home that I'm buying definitely needs some fixing, but I just love that. So I'm good with paint and carpet and, you know, a little TLC here and there. It's what I do for fun, I think.
Yeah. And it's important because, I mean, we talked about that. Most of the time when I have bought something, it's usually just an opportunity that drops in your lap. But if you notice, Heather's home isn't selling privately. It's on the market for a reason, because that's your biggest reach.
Oh, for sure. No, if you can get it priced at the right amount, just like you're saying, it is blasted not only to all the real estate agents, but also to individual buyers. I know, Dan, just this last week, you texted me and said, hey, I saw your house go up last night. I'm like, yeah, I did. And you knew before I even called you.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, people are watching it. And so it's critical to make sure that your home is ready to go when it goes on the market. And that's pricing and condition.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So what are some of the tips for sellers?
Okay. So we had a couple right off the bat. So the first one was when you go to hire an agent, make sure you do your research, make sure they're experienced. Number two is get outside opinions on your house as far as strengths and weaknesses so that you know what you're dealing with and that you actually get good advice so the home is staged to appeal to the most people. Number three is, and this is one thing I see a lot, is if you are in we'll say Park City just for fun. You should have advertising that mentions the strengths of Park City, that you're close to world-class skiing and mountain biking and golf. There's a home that was on a lake, and I saw the listing, and the first five pictures had nothing to do with the fact that it was on a lake. There were three pictures of a long driveway, but none of the lake. And it is a lakeside house. This wasn't in Utah. It's in Seattle. But the main feature of the home was it's a lakeside home, and it was not in the advertising at all.
Wow.
And as you know, once it hit Zillow and Trulia and Utah Real Estate and Realtor, it is really hard to make a change because everyone sees it, they form an opinion, and then they either move on or they go look at the house.
Exactly.
So identifying the strengths and weaknesses, making sure you discuss that with your agent. So if you're in, say, Sandy and you're right by the mouth of the canyon, it's important to make sure it's obvious that you're right by Snowbird and Alta. And then if your home has an acre or has a pool, you want to make sure that the strengths of your home are very obvious because they will appeal to people.
Oh, for sure. And every single home has its own strengths and weaknesses. And it's about accentuating the strengths and minimizing the weaknesses as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And you want the advertising to have words like sophistication meets modern elegance. You know,
what does that even mean?
No, it's very smooth.
but you see that kind of flowery language often, and there's a time and a place for it, but people aren't buying because you have sophisticated elegance in the house. What they're buying is they want to know what the strengths and the weaknesses are of the house.
Yeah.
And so if you're by a busy road, it's okay to acknowledge that, but maybe look at the strengths of the house more. So that's number three, is identify what your actual value proposition is to the market.
For sure. And I think there's a lot of homes that are move-in ready, and there's other homes that need a little TLC and are more of a fixer-upper. And so maybe you don't have the time and the energy for a fixer-upper. So let's not waste our time looking at those homes when you just need a home that you can move right in. Especially if you've already sold your home, you need to be into a home in 30 days. The last thing you want to do is go to a hotel room.
Exactly. And I mean, I think you and I talk about it, where often my lens is, I think someone wants the most money for their house. And so that means you're managing projects. But it's good if you're talking with your agent to identify, okay, here's our tolerance for project management. We want the most money, or we're willing to sacrifice a little just to have it be easy. And that's where we get into pricing. Is pricing, if you are a fixer-upper, you can't offer the sophisticated elegance of the new homes. But what you can offer is a great canvas for someone to buy, and you price it to where someone else will be excited about it. But pricing is critical, and actually listening and identifying where your home fits in with the recent sales is absolutely critical. Not turning a blind eye to it, not remembering all the memories you have in it. Just look at the numbers, look at your acreage, and say, this is where we fit.
I think so too. And it is inconvenient to do projects. So as long as you keep that in mind and you price it accordingly, that, you know, maybe it does need paint carpet. Maybe the deck needs to be ripped off the back of the house because there's water damage or so many different features on homes that have problems and issues. And then, you know, you plan as a buyer to go in and do those repairs, and it will take time and money to do those. So that needs to be priced accordingly as well. My greatest goal always is make it a win-win for both the buyer and the seller. No one wants to sell their house and feel like I didn't get as much money as I could have. And no one wants to buy a house that's overpriced. So we just want to make sure that everyone leaves the deal happy.
Exactly. And if your home is ready to sell and it's priced well, you'll have a win-win, and you'll have the opportunity to probably get the terms that you want. If you leave out one of those components that we discussed, at that point, you're compromising. And so if you have a vision of how it's going to go, it will align with that vision if it's priced well and staged well.
I think so, too. And just being flexible, not only pricing, yes, but also time. Sometimes that can be as much of an issue as money. And people will give you additional money off if you can accommodate their time schedule, because sometimes it's not fun to move to a third party house.
Yes.
In between. So
no one wants to move to it. No one has ever said, I would like to be homeless in this transaction. And then the final little tip, and this goes into this, is speaking of flexibility, is as you start to show the home, is you need to identify what your minimum standard is for how much notice you're going to get to show it. You need to plan on an hour plus for people to go through the home. You want them to be there for an hour plus. And then also identify the agent's feedback system so you know what your home, what the strengths and weaknesses are, and how you know where your home fits in the market. It's also critical, if you have a newer agent, I realize that that may be inevitable, is make sure that they identify that each buyer that goes through has pre-qualified or has the money to go through your house. Homes are targets for robbing or robbery. And then also people like to waste people's time. People like to look through houses. It's the reason why there's
decorating
a whole,
ideas.
Yeah, there's a whole channel on houses. People love to look through homes.
It's a hobby.
Yeah,
it's a hobby.
Exactly.
It's an illness. It's a sickness, right? But I don't know if you've ever been a seller and someone wants to look at your home. A lot of people spend a lot of time to clean it.
Yeah.
So it's so disrespectful.
It is, especially if you're casually looking through. Mm-hmm. Is you're not in your world, but people, it's hours to get ready for a showing. And then, I mean, when you have, or if you have open houses, that's something to think about, is if you are going to have an open house, those are unqualified people. Those are strangers. So if you do have valuables, you need to make sure those are hidden away and gone so that they're just looking at the house.
So what do you think of open houses? Are they valuable? Well, they're valuable tools. Unless they're not.
I think if we're being really candid, if you think a home is going to be very popular, it is a great method to get a lot of people through the home quickly. So you aren't wasting the seller's time and you accelerate their chance for competing bids. If it's several weeks into a listing, and I'm being very frank, this is a way to placate a seller that you're actually doing something to sell their house. It is a hugely ineffective way of selling a house because...
That's the truth.
There are balloons out front.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it is an unoriginal idea if it's several weeks into the listing. Now, if you're changing the price significantly or a new listing and you think it's going to be a way to get people through quicker, it's a great tool to do it. Otherwise, I think a lot of times you get, and this sounds super critical.
Neighbors.
You get a lot of neighbors, rent a taco truck and have a neighborhood party and let people through. But otherwise, it's usually an agent saying, hey, I don't know what to do, so let's hold an open house. And then five people go through and nothing happens. So
I agree. And I think in other states, it's probably more successful, but that's definitely been my experience in Utah. As a buyer, you go to an agent and then they give you the listing or listings of all the homes that match your criteria. So you don't need to be going through 20 open houses to look at homes that haven't been selected for you and don't meet your criteria. You're wasting their time. You're wasting your time. It doesn't cost you anything as a buyer to contact a real estate agent for them to get these lists put together. And then the seller pays the commission.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you have a real estate agent that helps you?
Exactly. And I mean, if you really want a house, you're not going to wait for their open house. You're going to look at it when you can look at it.
Absolutely. Okay. Buyer tips.
Oh boy. So buyer tips are big. So I'll go through these. So we have a few. And so number one is you need to identify your price point. And what that means is what you can afford or what you're happy to afford. And so that can mean a lot of things for a lot of people. And I'll leave it at, you just need to identify your finances and see what's realistic. And that could mean that if you own an existing home and need to sell it, that's part of your calculus in buying a home. But that's number one, is identify the financial side of it. That is a huge, huge thing. And candidly, a lot of people, agents, sometimes sellers don't ask if you're qualified to buy a home. So that's number one, is make sure you have that game plan set forth. Number two is identify the area and what you're looking for. There are people that like houses and don't want yards. There are people who want yards and don't care about the house. And there are people who want a yard and a house. There are people who want to be close to the freeway, not close. I would identify the area before you start looking at houses.
Schools, I think, are huge in Utah.
Schools are gigantic. And then proximity to work too.
Yeah.
So those are number two. Number three is once you have those two things figured out, I would say typically you don't have any homes that are on the market in that price point. So let's just say it's $1 million and it's in Cottonwood Heights. Today, there's probably not a home that fits your budget or your ideal. So that's where it gets interesting. And this is where, after the break, we'll get into the tips or the things that pros do to actually find houses in a small inventory market.
I love that so much. Okay, so here's an opportunity for us to give a shout out to our sponsor of the KSL Real Estate Show, Central Bank. They've been in business for 130 years. They are trusted and secure and definitely huge fan of the show. I love Central Bank. They've not only financed my personal residences, but also my businesses, HELOCs, cars. I mean, they do it all. Construction loans, definitely check them out. They will help you get pre-qualified so that you are not wasting your time or your agent's time or your seller's time. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We're going to be right back with Dan Evans, Summit Realty. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
We're back on the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osman Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
They sure are, Jeff. And we love staging. We love anything real estate related. I would say it's something we're passionate about. We've been in business for over 20 years at Osmond Designs. In fact, we're still celebrating our anniversary sale. So definitely come with your trucks and trailers. We have almost 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise to come and pick. And today I have loved having Dan Evans with Summit Realty on the show with us. Staging is so, so important. Buy your new furniture, make your home look great while you sell the home. If it doesn't help you sell your home, you can move it to your new home. So it's like getting new furniture.
Exactly.
Free furniture.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Okay, we're going to pick up where we left off. Buyer tips.
Okay, buyer tips. So just to recap, number one is make sure you have your finances in order. So that is identifying how much you can afford, how much you want to afford, and then identifying your ability to actually buy that. So if it means you need to sell a house, you need to have a game plan to sell the house. If you have cash or assets to do it, then you're ready. So, because there is nothing worse than finding your dream home and you have no immediate ability to buy it. It is the absolute worst. And I've been there before. Number two is identifying what you're looking for in the area that you want to buy a house. That is critical. Oftentimes people start out and they look at houses and then they back into areas. Look at the area number two. There's plenty of great areas in Salt Lake and in Utah County and in Wasatch County that identify and offer different things. Number three is once you identify the area, you have your price point. And this is where having an agent really makes a difference. I know that probably the stereotype of an agent is let's get in the car and go drive around and do that. You're hiring a marketing professional to market for you and to find something for you. So this is where it's good to have open communication and have an experienced pro. Is if you have an area that you like, what the pros do, and I'll just say for myself, is let's say it's a neighborhood that you want, is we can go and identify every owner's name, every owner's number. We can identify how long they've lived in the home. And we know that the average person lived in a home 7 years. So based off of even those probabilities, we can go either door knock the neighborhood, which I have done hundreds of times in my career. You can call the people in the neighborhood. You can also look at previous listings that didn't sell and identify those and see if they're willing to sell. Because most people right now would say that the market isn't great. If you asked the average person on the street, they'd say, it's not a great market, rates are high. But if you're looking to buy a home, it's a great market because you need a home. And so identifying neighborhoods and then reaching out to owners off market, if you don't have what you want, is a great way to find out who's going to list or who's interested in selling. And so we have found that for hundreds of clients. I mean, even for yourself or myself, I have bought homes off market where they weren't listed, but they were going to list. And so that is a critical thing. And that's why you have a professional working for you, is to help you find these things that aren't readily available. Now, we're all good at negotiating. We can find listings on the MLS. And I mean, we get paid the same either way. But if we're going to get paid, you might as well have us really roll up our sleeves and work hard.
I love that about you, Dan. Your team and you individually, you guys are aggressive. You don't just put a sign in the yard, put it on the MLS, and then wait for people to call you. You actively are pursuing buyers for all of your listings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've called even exclusive areas where people don't want to be found. But that's the whole point, is if you have something that you want, you can have someone else do that while you're living your life. That's the whole point of hiring a professional, is let the real estate monkey do all the work and you get to live your life. And so that's a huge one. And then number three is to your, or number four is to your point, is be flexible. If it's a home that you want, this isn't your world, it's everyone's world. If you're willing to be flexible, you will get something back on that. So if the seller needs a couple months, great. If they want to move quickly, great. But be on their timeline, but it's truly something that you want.
I think so too. And time is money, right? So hiring the right real estate agent to help you narrow down your search saves you so much time so that you can live your life. Once you find your dream home, you'll walk in the door, you'll know it. And unfortunately, that's happened to me too many times. I'm like, dang it, I really don't want to move right now, but this is where I'm supposed to be. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today, we've had Dan Evans, Summit Realty. Definitely give him a call, free market analysis, and he will help you find or sell your home. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back next week.